Hi, everybody, and welcome to today's Marketing Mindset and Moolah Show. I'm Tristan.
And I'm Sabrina.
And we've got a juicy topic for you for today. Here it is. We're going to be talking about how to use open loops, what they are, and how to use them to hook people's attention so they binge watch all of your videos.
That's right. You got to keep them watching and keep them paying attention. And that's a really nice thing to do, right? Because you don't want to bore people. We're talking about social media content. We're not talking about making a movie. We're talking about social video or even social audio, right?
That's right.
And using open loops as a gift to your viewers, not to manipulate them, but just as a gift.
Because you love them.
Because you love them.
Right? You like your peoples and you want to help them stay highly engaged. I think the number one challenge we're up against these days is the depleting attention span. Have you noticed? It is so much harder to keep people's attention now, especially online with all the bombardment of marketing hooks and just little cat videos that you could get end up watching. So we are here, Tristan, Sabrina. We've been running our own healing coaching company for years now, and we've been brick and mortar, meaning offline, for decades. And then we've been online for, well, I guess about a decade at least now. And so we love sharing with our students, with you guys and anyone who's new to our work, how you can grow your online and offline business using love-based marketing. That's what this is all about.
Yep. And open loops is one of the techniques that we use. And you know what? I bet that you use it too, just in your life and your conversations with your friends and hopefully in your marketing. And you don't even know that you're doing it because you're like, well, what the heck is an open loop? What does that mean?
So that's what we'll be diving into today. You know, we really appreciate you guys coming to our show because for us, this is a little bit different than the normal show that we've been doing for years, which is our wellness show. And that's because we love all things movement and meditation and Qigong and Tai Chi and healing. And that's what we've been teaching for decades. But once we got a real handle on growing our business, people started asking us, how do you guys do the video stuff? How are you guys doing the emails? Mm-hmm. How are you getting partners? How did you just do this huge 5-day challenge, which maybe you saw that we did, and you had over 10,000 people sign up for your event? What do you guys know? It seems to be working. So we created this show as an opportunity to pay forward to those of us who are in this industry who don't necessarily out the gate love marketing, or even the word business can throw us off a little bit. And so we call it love-based business, and we want to show you how to grow what it is that you're doing so you can serve more people, and we can help you get all the goodness that you've got into more lives. That's the goal.
I think that many of the clients and students that we work with and that we love working with have a passion for something. They have this way that they love helping people, teaching people. They're the helpers, and that's what they love doing. It wasn't like they were growing up going, what should I do? I think I'm going to be a business person.
A business person.
So here they are with this incredible passion, these coaches, teachers, healers, leaders, authors. And it's like, oh, I guess to sell my wares and to help more people, I have to incorporate the business. So we know that there's a big difference between somebody who is just loves the business and then they just find some modality to teach or find some way to help people, and people who have that passion for, I really love energy arts, I really love acupuncture, I really love Reiki, I really love spirituality, whatever it is that they love, and giving them the best, most simple, fastest working business tools that we can give them because they're just like us. Right? We love what we do and we've become really, really great at business so we can help more people.
That's the whole thing. It's all connected to the one why. And for us, our business is an extension of spiritual practice. So let us serve this up for you today. We really want to help you. We've got a whole training off to the side here that we're going to walk you through, but we intend to keep this what we would call snackable. This isn't going to take a lot of your time. We're going to give you a quick win today. But before we do, we wanted you to jot down this link right here. What's helpful about this link, satorimethod.com/showbiz, is that's how you stay in the know when we're doing these sessions. And we try to do them every week. And today is a Wednesday at 2:00 Central Time. So that's the goal. And that way you can always know what we're doing. And we give free resources a lot of the time, meaning downloadable PDFs, bonus trainings that can help you grow your business. We're doing all of this for free. This is our give back. This is what we love. We've got a lot of teachers who are certified by us to teach energy healing arts, and we want to help them launch their businesses or anyone who wants to learn this stuff. We've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on learning all these different things at masterminds, and this is just one way that we can help you. So that being said, make sure you've got that link, and we are ready to rock and roll. So we've got a training off to the side. I just want to remind you, if you're just tuning in right now, here's what we're doing today. In this episode of the Mindset, Marketing, and Moolah Show, we're diving into open loops, what they are, how to use them to hook people's attention so they binge watch your videos. Let's start with the whole binge watch thing. Do you guys ever watch Netflix? Do you watch those episodic shows? Have you noticed what they do to keep your attention? Why don't you explain what you see? Because we binge watch more than one show.
Right. Well, it's multi-layer, right? So let's just talk about episodic TV. And especially, let's say, a Netflix episodic or something where there's already 12 of them in the can. So if you can watch all 12 tonight, they're there. Rather than like prime time where you can, it's season 3 and you have to wait. There's an open loop. There's always something that happens at the end that sort of leaves you like, well, what's happening? Now, the way that we use open loops in our videos and in our marketing, always aware of the emotion that we're provoking, and we want to provoke curiosity and interests. And like, I want to know that because the brain needs closure. You can misuse an open loop and cause somebody to be very frustrated. So at the end of an episode, there's always like this kind of question, like something happened, but there isn't closure. And all you have to do when they're counting down, do you want to watch the next episode 3, 2, 1, so you get this satisfaction of closure, is keep watching.
Exactly. And that is used in marketing all the time by savvy marketers. And some, maybe they're using it with a manipulative, mischievous approach, but we're not suggesting you see an open loop that way. We think of an open loop as a way that you show how much you care about people because you want to keep their attention engaged in what you're doing. And so just like the episodic we've been watching, House of Cards, right? So I'm not sure if we're going to keep watching it, but for now we're watching The House of Cards, and people told us about it years ago, and Kevin Spacey's amazing in the show, and so is Robin Wright. And anyway, they're always at the end leaving you in a question mode, a curiosity mode. You need to know what happened in that scene, but they don't show you.
Yeah. Or why did he say that?
What had happened? How did he handle that? What are they going to do next? And so the brain, like Sabrina said, it needs to resolve. It needs closure. And so an open loop leaves the brain going, hey, well, hold up. I got to keep watching.
Yeah, I feel a lot better if I knew that.
So I wrote here for you, an open loop is a marketing method regarding marketing that's used to engage your audience's mind with an internal unsolved question. Mm-hmm. They're like little mysteries,
yep.
Right? It's like the brain saying something like, so what happened? How did you do that? Where can I get it, right? And so it's pulling our attention into the next moment. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes what people will do in the beginning of a video is they'll start with an open loop, which is also a type of a hook. And they'll set up something, but they'll leave a little piece of information out. Like today's session, we're going to teach you the number one technique that you can use to make sure somebody watches your video all the way to the end. Open loop.
What's that one technique I must know?
What's the damn thing that's going to make them watch all the way to the end? Or did you know there are 5 things that you have to do in the right order so that your video blah, 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 blah. Well, not only do I need to know the 5, I bet I know 2 of them, but what's the right order?
Yeah.
Now the curiosity's peaking and you've hooked attention.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I was mentioning earlier, used to listen to, I think it was called the Casey Kasem Countdown. Right?
Does that sound familiar? Yeah, yeah.
And I think it was on Sundays and they would count down the top maybe 100 songs. Well, why did they count down? Why didn't they say the number one song for this week was La La La? Well, because that open loop, they kept saying, they were like, we only have 10 more. Wait till you hear what the number one song is. And you're thinking about,
you're guessing.
Oh, I think it's this. And then that's number 4. And they're like, nope, it wasn't that.
No.
And so we want to know what that number one song is. Now, I relate it to storytelling. Mm-hmm. little fables that I was told as a child, mm-hmm. Bible stories. It's such a great learning technique because you are helping your students stay engaged. It isn't becoming boring. You're helping spark that part of the brain that says, I'm interested. Yeah. That's all you're doing is curiosity. You're helping them stay interested. And you'll see this everywhere. And I'm sure we're going to touch on it later, but like the late night talk show, or basically any talk show, or radio talk show, they're always letting you know this like kind of like open loop of sticking around because wait till you see what Brad Pitt did to Jennifer Aniston this time at the Oscars. What? And it gives you an opportunity to have a transition in and out of your calls to action and a transition back in, call to action.
I'm glad you brought that up. So that's really important as a marketer for you to use this technique to be able to not only get someone to watch your training all the way to the end, but also to get them to take action in the moment. So I heard an interviewer recently, they were talking to, we'll pretend it was Sabrina Truscott. And so in a moment, I'm going to be asking Sabrina Truscott what she's doing to her skin to look so radiant and glowing. There's something you told me right before the show, and I couldn't believe
so weird
that you're doing that, and it's working so incredibly. So here's what I want you guys to do right now. Take a screenshot of this video playing and make sure you post it on your timeline and tag me, Nick Truscott, and tag Sabrina Truscott. And we're also going to be giving away a copy of our program, The Flow Form, to a couple of lucky winners. So make sure you tag our names so after the show we can go back and find you and see who's going to be the winner. All right, let's get into it. Now, what did we do? We created an open loop with the question, what is she doing to her skin to look so radiant and glowing? Now you're waiting for that.
That's
so you're
going
to stick around, right? And then I got to put my call to action into the conversation so that I get what I want mm-hmm. and you get what you want. It's a win-win transaction. Mm-hmm. Cool.
So in addition to what we talked about earlier, there's these open loops at the end of every episode, right? If you're watching episodic TV, also think about it as a series. There's the large open loop, and then there's the scene-by-scene open loop. Usually right before a commercial and right as you're coming back from a commercial, right? Because the person is, you know, they've been thinking about Cheerios and deodorant and Oil of Olay, watching those commercials. And then when you come back, you have to say like, you know, we're back and we're just about to bring on blah, blah, blah to do the 1, 2, 3 of the hootie hoo-ha, right?
The hootie hoo-ha. Gotta know about that.
So they're helping hook us in, usually with an open loop, to remind them, oh yeah, this was interesting to me. I didn't forget about it during the commercial break. Now, during your social videos, you are your own commercial. Yeah. That's where you can put your invitations, your request to engage, to comment, to like, to subscribe, to register for something, to grow your email list, or to buy something, mm-hmm. or to become a client, right? Those are your commercials. You're probably not just doing social media content because it's a hobby. There's probably
Let's talk about those goals, the reason. So, you know, if you do the open loops effectively, not only do they grab attention because you're putting something out there where the person is curious, right? I always think of the acronym, the radio station acronym we use, WIIFM. Which is what's going on in the person's head. It's what's going on in your head right now or when you first started watching this video. WIIFM is what's in it for me. Basically, why should I listen to these people? Mm-hmm. Do they have something relevant to me that could help me in some area of my life or business? Mm-hmm. So what you've done when you've initiated an open loop is you've attracted attention. Now, you don't own that attention. You have to keep earning that attention. So what you do is you do an open loop and then you resolve it, right? So you go ahead and you reveal the one technique or the whatever thingy that you said you were going to do. You have to close the loops. If you don't, you're going to come across as dishonest. Well, they told me they were going to tell me this thing and they didn't. So that's a no-no. You must close your loops. Mm-hmm. But when you close a loop, you should open another one. Because what that does is it builds engagement. So mm-hmm. there's a difference between hooking attention and building engagement. And when it comes to social media and social video or social audio, there are three main things that you want to do. And the number one is engagement. There's multiple reasons you want engagement, One of them, truth be told, is because the algorithm loves it, right? Mm-hmm. We were just talking about this the other day, and Mari Smith, our friend, was showing how you've got to stimulate that algorithm.
Right, getting people to comment, like those of you watching us live right now, let's say on Facebook, you can like and love, and that's really awesome. Right. But when you comment, that's a stronger call out to the algorithm as to like, I like these people and I like this topic. So most likely when you do that and when you comment, the platform is more likely to tell you, hey, those people are talking about that kind, that thing that you commented on before and you liked.
So when you open an open loop, you can even say, so for those of you who are here live, write in the chat right now that you want, if you want to learn the number one technique, write it in the chat right now. I want to know. I got to know. I got to know. And now you're stimulating the algorithm with those comments.
Right.
So number one is engagement in all social media marketing, right? In email, you want people opening your emails. You want people listening to your podcasts. You want people reading your blog posts. You want engagement because that means that you're relevant. People like what you have to say, and you're going to be building that know, like, and trust. Now, the next thing is to build an audience, because an engagement, that's like a one-time thing. Mm-hmm. You want them coming back. The reason people come back is they see themselves as part of something that you're doing. They're a member of your tribe. They're a member of your community. They decide to follow your business page. They subscribe to your YouTube channel, right? They're following you on the Insta, right? So now you have an audience member or someone who's part of your global audience, mm-hmm. and you want that. You want to be able to showcase that. You get social proof, right? You can show your vanity metrics. Not only that, though, you're going to be like we did earlier, saying, hey, go ahead and go to this link and sign up for my thingy so that I can send you this gift and keep you in the know.
Yep.
What is that? That's number two. That's not just your audience, but within your audience, you want the email.
Yep.
So we have engagement. People really dig in your content, valuable content. Number two, you're building an audience, including an email list.
That you can reach on your own outside of any platform.
If the platform changes.
That you're in control of, right?
That's right.
You're not in control of Facebook. You're not in control of Instagram. You're not in control of YouTube.
No, you are not.
But you can control your emails. And then the third thing is, of course, offering your services, offering your program, making an offer in exchange for money. Selling something, a coaching, whatever it is, it's selling something.
Making the monies and also selling to the people who are already customers. So you're re-enrolling your current members, students, patients, tribe back into more sales with you. Because as you probably know, it's much easier to sell something to people who have already bought something from you.
And had a great experience.
Exactly.
Now, I want to just insert right here that when I first was studying open loops, it was more through the door of copywriting. And I thought, oh, this is so hard. This is very mental. This is not how I communicate, and this is going to be a lot of work. And I realized it was a total misunderstanding on my part, because if you are a good communicator, and if you're a good storyteller, and actually if you're good at telling jokes, and you just know how to have a good conversation, you probably do this all the time. An open loop could be as simple as this. There's an interview and you're asking the person the question, you know, hey, Tristan, I want you to tell me, why is it that you always wear yellow on Wednesday? Okay, that was just that's a really subtle open loop, because you're probably wondering, that is kind of weird. He always wears yellow on Wednesday. Why
or
is
does
it?
He?
Or does he? Just that little bit of curiosity that makes you want to hear what he says before you click away. So it can be as simple as that, as simple as when you're showing the three ways to execute something. Now, if I was going to teach the three ways my three top ways to get your butt from resting on the back of your thigh and pick it back up where it belongs, she's going to go there. The three ways. I'm not just going to go, number one, do this. Number two, do that. Number three, do that. Because I didn't give it enough value. And you, as my student or client, you're not going to have time to grasp what it is. And you're going to put it on the shelf as, oh, it must not be a very big deal if she could just say it like that. So I'm going to say there's three things and you need all three. The first one. So in a way, it lets you breathe into what you're teaching, so the student has time to digest it and learn it. Another way to use an open loop is simply in storytelling of conflict. You can say something that happened and it's boring because you just say it. But then think about how you would read it, right? So I could say, I pulled into the garage just like every other night after work. And as I got out of my car, I have never seen anything like this before. And it scared me a little bit.
What the heck is it? I gotta know.
Right? And then I can say, you know, the cat, the neighbor's cat was on the top shelf, whatever it is. Or I could just say, weird thing happened. I pulled into the garage and for the first time, the neighbor's cat was on the top shelf.
Yeah.
I didn't give you an opportunity to make up stuff that it might be.
You didn't allow the brain to engage and to saturate itself in curiosity and mystery and intrigue and like, what happened?
Yeah.
I see a little kid listening to grandfather reading a story and, oh, Johnny, you know, wait till I tell you what happens in chapter two.
Yeah.
So once upon a time, you know, and the little kid is like, what happened? What happened?
Yep,
and then they want you to read the book the next night, right? Like, let's continue. Yeah.
Well, to fun. You just reminded me. So sometimes we give away a download, or you may give away something downloadable in your content. There's two things you can do. You can hold it up at the beginning and you can say, you know, at the end of this video, I'm going to give you a link to get a copy of this and you definitely want it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you close the loop because at the end you give them the link.
Right.
You can also say, even halfway through, now remember, stick around till the end because I'm going to give you the link to download this and write this down. Read fact number 12 on page 4.
Ooh.
Definitely check that one out.
Yeah, my favorite way to fill in the blank. It's a little known technique and it's on page number 4.
Yeah.
Make sure you go all the way to page number 4.
You'll see it in emails. I use it in my emails. If I give a downloadable thing, it'll be PS. Technique number 7 is my favorite. I use it every day.
So don't give everything away. You hold a little bit back. Create that curiosity. Have a reveal at some point, but make sure you close the loops and then open another one and see it as a way of loving your audience.
Yeah.
See it as a way as helping their brain to light up. See it as a way to make it fun for them to participate in your experience. Mm-hmm. Because if it's not fun, they're not engaged. See ya. Right? So we love techniques like this because this is what we've done to build a highly engaged tribe.
Mm-hmm.
We recently did a 5-day energy detox and reboot event, and we had very, very high engagement. And we're using open loops without even thinking about it anymore because it just becomes a natural way of speaking.
Fun.
We would, like Sabrina mentioned, holding something up. We would hold up a DVD. And we'd say, so today we're going to be drawing from this program. This is called the Flow Form. Now, we're also lovingly seeding that we have courses. And by the way, we're going to pull two techniques. There's 20 in here. We're going to just pull two out and really break them down for you today. What two is he going to pull out? Right? And like, you might already own the course. I wonder if it's that one called Unifying Heaven and Earth. I love that technique. Let's see. And for those of you who already own this product, we're going to go into some deeper nuances because we've got some new insights for you. Oh, and by the way, this week, now I'm doing that technique where I created an open loop and then I added a CTA, a call to action. By the way, all week long, for those of you who are here, please write this down. You're getting 50% off the already discounted rate for this program. Yeah. Write this down and then take the link and boom, and then off you go. Yeah. You start teaching and you close the loops.
It's just the perfect way. And we've been doing our wellness show for many years. And now that you watch it, you're going to be like, they're doing the open
They're
loop.
Doing the technique.
is the way like a layer cake. I used to be a dancer at Busch Gardens like 243 years ago. And they had this cake. And I don't know. It was like 10 layers with frosting. And that's the way like your show and your content can be between you're teaching something and you're seeding something and you're making an invitation. It's all layered and together it's very yummy. No one feels overwhelmed with, wait, that's too much information too fast. And no one feels like they're just talking shallow or of course what everybody always looks for is they're just trying to sell me something. So the way that you use an open loop to let people, just like on a talk show, because you are your own talk show, you're saying, hey, in just a second, we're going to do this, this, and this, and I can't wait for you to feel the effects of it. But for right now, I wanted to give you this invitation. That alone is that simple. And sometimes an open loop is just not saying a piece of information that causes the people to
think they already know what it is now.
Yeah, so I'll tell them about the camera.
Yeah, let's do it. This is a cool technique. Or this is a good example.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we went to Best Buy and to buy the Sony 6400, and it was $213.
It was a little bit more than that.
You're messing up my open loop.
No, your loop is good.
You just made her loop. You looped my loop.
The fact that she had looped her loop, that she even knew it was a 6400, impressed me. Keep going.
Okay. So we went to Best Buy and it was $1,034. But then we went to Walmart and it was $1,072. We bought the one at Walmart.
And now you're wondering, hopefully, why do they spend more money at Walmart? And I don't think I would buy a camera from Walmart. I might.
Well, they're great cameras.
Do they? Okay.
Yeah,
and great warranty.
Judgy.
I will not judge the Walmart. The Walmart has some good, you're right, about the electronics in particular.
But then that gives you a pause for people to have that moment. You know, what I've just been realizing is sometimes an open loop is just being aware that you're talking to someone, that we are talking to you, and you have your own thoughts and your own feelings and your own brain, and it's not our job to like lecture to the crowd, right? You say things that allow people to have their own thought, their own curiosity, their own wonderment, their own interest. They can decide, do I want to keep listening? Do I want to go away? Mm-hmm. And that's what makes your videos sticky, and that's how you know who's in your tribe, because they like having the conversation with you. They say, somebody very, very famous and probably dead by now says,
very famous and dead by now.
Everyone loves learning, but no one loves to be taught. Something like that.
Lectured to, yeah.
It's something like taught. So we love learning, but we don't like being like taught and lectured to. And I think open loops allows people to kind of discover on their own. And when they get to participate in their own learning process and discovering, like if I'm wondering, even that story about pulled into the garage and I got out like every other day, but this time there was something in the garage that I hadn't seen before and it kind of scared me. You're going to remember what I say next way, way, way more than you would have if I hadn't set it up with an open loop. But that was just a silly example. But the way that you teach things, you can see it in kids or even in classes that teach you about memory. If you can intertwine a story, if you can make people curious, they're way more likely to remember rather than just space out. It's very hard to listen to someone if they're not letting you have your own brain activity.
Here's why. You've activated their brain. Their neurons are firing. As soon as someone becomes curious, that means they're engaged. That means they're thinking. Passive learning, where it's just being poured onto you, doesn't stick. The retention level is much, much, much lower. So what she said is exactly right on.
Say that again.
What she said is exactly right on.
And one more time.
What she said was the most intelligent thing I think I've heard my entire life. So if you can get someone to lean in, if you can get their brain, their neurons to light up, if you can spark curiosity and intrigue and the mystery, what you've done is you said it, you've given them the ability to learn. We want to learn. The brain loves knowledge. It loves being in the know. It makes us feel safe. That's why we want to close the loop.
And fun.
Because if we're still like unresolved about something, the brain and the psychology of this is like, I'm uncertain. I don't know the answer. I don't know how this is going to resolve. Damn it. And people even say this in their life, like I need closure in this area, right? Because the brain is looping, open. Loop. It's looping. The loop is open. You must close the damn loop.
Yeah.
And then they can breathe. And then they're like, oh, wow, that's so cool. I'm so glad I just learned that. You guys digging this? Isn't this helpful? Or you're probably using open loops without even knowing it. I know parents are using open loops with their kids. They're hooking their kids in all the time. Honey, I've got a surprise for you.
If you're good in school today, when you get home, I put something in that jar on the top shelf.
That's right. So parents are getting this down. As marketers, we've got to use these tactics to lovingly engage our audience, keep them entertained. I hope that you felt entertained during today's session. Hopefully we dropped a couple of open loops for you.
Yeah, if you're watching, on Facebook. If what you want to do, so you know, find out more about the show, is not just like the page, which is really awesome, the page, not just this episode, and then hit the three dots and say follow, see first. And that way, when we have the show, you'll be notified. If you're over on watching us on the YouTube, you want to subscribe and they'll let you know when we go live. And then probably one of our favorite ways for you to watch it is on our own blog. And then there's usually a big yellow button right underneath the video that gives you a gift or a download or some way to keep in touch with us or to move your business forward.
And make sure you use this link if you haven't already signed up. This sends the notifications to you via email. You will be in the know, right? We'll close those loops for you. We'll let you know something's coming and then we'll deliver it and you'll get the replay. And we have quite a few of these shows under our belt now, and they're all relevant to help you grow your business. You don't need a lot of information. You need those nice mini win bits that, like, you can implement them right away. You could start implementing this today, immediately. And remember this, that the open loop, it can work in a post that you're writing. Mm-hmm. Just the description area where you open the conversation in the beginning. Who else wants to learn how to fill in the thingy? You know, just use an open loop when you do that. Or finally, the solution to fill in the blank, mm-hmm. my number one technique. Yes.
Oftentimes you'll see it in emails, in a PS. If it's somebody, they're trying to get you to open the next email they send you. They say, keep your eyes on your inbox, because the next email you get from me is going to have something that goes right along with what I just gave you today.
I love that. That's a perfect way to end today's training, because you want to open another loop. So when you finish your training, and we'll do it for you in just a moment, make sure that your audience is looking forward to what's coming next, just mm-hmm. like the Netflix example that we were giving earlier.
Yeah.
So there is something that you should be doing whenever you do a social video or a social audio mm-hmm. that helps new people just coming into the conversation. And if you don't do this, you will lose them. They will bounce off of your page or off of your audio right away. But if you do this, mm-hmm. they will come right into the conversation and they'll know exactly what's going on and they're going to stick around. And we're going to teach that to you in our next episode.
That's right. And without doing, I'm really excited about what we're going to teach you in the next episode, you can come across without meaning to at all, very clicky and a little bit like better than your people. And what we're going to do is show you how you create this party that feels inclusive of everyone who wants to come.
This is why we have such high engagement in our community with the comments. I mean, even last night's class had 308 comments in it. And I wasn't even asking for comments. People were just incredibly engaged. I might have asked at one point. I typically try to. So there's lots of cool little things that you can do to create a really beautiful bond with the people that you're connecting with online. And you love the results from applying these things. So if you've been thinking about starting a business or you're growing a business, please keep coming back to these little trainings with us. And then every week, implement one thing that you learn. And you will build momentum and you will keep growing and you will get more and more people following you. You will absolutely get more people wanting to sign up for your email list. And if you figure out how to lovingly make offers, you're going to make the monies. And that's why this is the Marketing Mindset and Moolah Show. Thank you everybody so much for being here today. As always, it is our greatest pleasure to share these tips and tools with you. Until next time, much love.